You have arrived at the last stop of this route. Just a few dozen meters away from here, you will enjoy one of the most stunning views of the Gulf of Trieste. You can climb up the lookout point dedicated to the Trieste mountaineer Tiziana Weiss, located on Cima Sestrense, Sestrensky Vrh, 150 meters right above the sea. From this vantage, you will be able to appreciate the morphology of the karst plateau, a vast undulating plateau formed over the last 80 million years as a result of the compression and deformation of the Earth's crust, which stops abruptly and almost vertically by the sea, exposing one side of the karstic anticline fold. If you peep down, you will see the small port of Aurizina, known as Canovella de Zoppoli, Pri Ciupa. Moving slightly westward, you can see two concrete blocks emerging from the sea. These are the most recent remains of one of the ancient chutes that connected the karst ridge to the sea in some periods in the past. These chutes provided a fast and inexpensive method to bring large quantities of stone and crushed material directly from the quarries to the Roman naves lapidarie, stone-carrying ships, or, in more recent times, to barges called maone. The blocks were slid down the chutes with the help of wooden sledges, in a process called lizzatura. The chutes followed a straight line along the seafront slope, thus enabling the precious rock cargo to reach the sea. Stone was in great demand at the end of the 19th century when parts of the seafront and the port of Trieste were being filled with soil.